Hey, you're listening to a podcast by AsianEfficiency.com. My name is Tan.
And I'm Aaron.
And today, we're going to talk about creative procrastination. So, what exactly is creative procrastination?
Well, creative procrastination kind of refers to how you use procrastination to your advantage, because the simple fact is you're not able to do everything that you want to all the time. A extreme example of this are people who think that it's possible to be efficient and to work productively 24 hours, 7 days a week. The reality is people need to sleep, they need to eat, they need to rest, they need downtime, and it's just not possible to do everything at full capacity all the time. So at some point, you will have to procrastinate. That's just a fact of life. Now, creative procrastination is a way to go about doing that while still doing it somewhat effectively.
Yeah, I agree with that. The reality is everyone procrastinates, even though in an ideal world, nobody does. And it is just a really big myth that everyone or anyone can work 8 hours productively every single day. That's just not the case. So if you have to procrastinate, do it on things that are not important. So another way to look at creative procrastination is basically prioritizing. When you procrastinate, what you want to do then is basically procrastinate on the tasks that aren't as important, whereas you do not want to procrastinate on tasks that are important. So you really want to build the skill of choosing and picking the right tasks that you want to procrastinate on. Most of the tasks that that we want to procrastinate on are usually what we call low-value tasks. And these are in nature not very urgent, and you can usually do them at any time you want. These tasks, they have little importance, but at some point, they do have to get done. So you want to try to eliminate those low-value tasks as much as possible and only focus on the big ones. But everyone will have low-value tasks. It's just that you want to procrastinate on those as much as you can so that you always keep on working on the important tasks.
Yeah, we have an article on the blog about eating that frog, which is taking the most important task you have and doing it first and the first thing in the morning. Now, the reason for this is because you will procrastinate during the day. So if you've done all your high priority tasks first, what's left over are all your low value tasks that you can procrastinate on and that you can be less effective on.
So what are some examples of low value tasks?
So low-value tasks are essentially things that aren't urgent. And they're usually things that you can do anytime you want, and they don't have a set due date. So there are things that, you know, that would be nice to do, but they're not pressing, somebody isn't waiting for you to get back to them on something regarding this task. It's just something that has a little importance, but still needs to get done at some point.
So, for example, chores are a good example of low-value tasks. Doing laundry, cleaning up folders on your computer, clearing your inbox, or doing garden work.
Yeah, I would add to that all the links and articles and pieces that your friends send you that you want to look through at some point, but aren't immediately pressing. So, for example, YouTube videos, articles from business periodicals. You should be using tools like Instant Paper or OmniFocus to save these as low-value items that you can look through later.
Another characteristic is anything that you're not good at. Now, Aaron has written a great article on personal outsourcing, where you try to delegate those tasks as much as possible because most of the time, these are not worth your time.
Exactly. Another category of low-value tasks are tasks that aren't directly aligned to your goals. Now, if you have a task management system set up with a proper structure aimed towards your goals, most of your tasks you'll find will actually fall somewhere at least tangentially towards the goals that you're trying to get to. But that being said, you know, sometimes there are things that you have to do that aren't directly aligned with your goals. So as an example, if your business is making over 7 figures a year, then anything related to your business would be considered a high-value task. Actually, even if your business isn't making 7 figures a year, anything directed towards your business when you're building it is still a high-value task for you to do. and therefore other things in your personal life, such as cooking or driving or cleaning, are really things that you should outsource or delegate as low-value tasks because they really aren't worth your time.
Yeah, like another example of that would be for you to lose weight. That's just a simple example. So if you want to lose weight, what are some of the things that are considered important and what are some things that are considered not important? So anything considered important would be to reach that goal of losing weight. So making sure you have the right food in your house, making sure you have a gym membership and exercise and things like that. So these are all things that will align with your goal of losing weight. So anything besides that is relatively unimportant and low value. So for example, vacuuming your house or picking up laundry or things like that are considered low value because they're not aligned with your goal.
Yeah, another way to look at it, just a real simple question you can ask yourself is this particular task taking me towards my goal, away from it, or am I just standing still and rotting on the spot?
Yeah, and if you can ask yourself this question every single hour, that will really keep yourself in check.
Yeah. Another thing to consider is, if you have low-value tasks to do, when should you do them?
Sometimes you have to do them no matter how much you dislike them or how unimportant they might seem. But I usually like to do them when I'm kind of low energy, I don't feel like doing anything, but I know that it won't take that much time to do. So for example, cleaning my room or my closet or doing the dishes or maybe running like a quick errand like picking up laundry.
Yeah, they're just things that you have to do. And the way we actually do things at Asian Efficiency is we have a very specific list for low value activities. And in our task manager, we call this our low energy list. And we have a separate perspective that we load up every single time we're not feeling particularly productive and we just want to get through a bunch of brainless, essentially mindless tasks that we still have to do.
Yeah, so if you use OmniFocus that can set contexts and perspectives, what you want to do then, and this is something I learned from Aaron, where if you make a list of items that are considered low value, put them in a list and put the context low energy there. And what you want to do then is make a perspective that will focus on this context. And anytime you feel like not doing anything, you can just go over and look at this perspective. And then we'll have a list of things that are considered low value. And anytime you feel like not doing any work, but you know in the back of your head that you have to do something at least productive, you can always look at this list and see, okay, what are some easy things that I can do right now that are low value, but at some point still have to get done.
Exactly.
So this was a podcast by AsianEfficiency.com, and thanks for listening.